Okay, and I found it interesting because if we believe in it, then life would be easier. The whole and the entire world is inside you, yet you start searching from the outside. There's also a beautiful Persian poem that says, "You are the treasure you're searching for," which means that all the wonders starts from your inside, your true self and the core of your existence. Still, you look outside. So, just as I was telling you, God has made us the best of His creatures for a reason. There is a torch, a light inside of us that has to be known with us, that we have to recognize it. If we practice this code, then we'd never fight too much over trivial things that will depress us or make us feel as weak creatures whose pride is only in the things they've achieved. Contentment is a treasure, and those who have it are great souls. When you are satisfied with whatever God had given you, of health and wealth and success and whatever, you actually believe that it is Him, the one who is your Lord. Like the verse we have in the holy book that says, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Which means, say nothing will happen to us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and on Allah let the believers put their trust. So this is the important fact about what I'm talking. When you have contentment, then you are going to put much of your trust on the only one who owns you, and the only one who have created everything for you and has put all the ways inside of you. See, when I have little things and I am satisfied with whatever I have, with my share of happiness, with my share of success, with my share of wealth, health, whatever, then I would be so much thankful to God and whatever He has given to me. There are plenty much of people who live around us and they actually lack too much of things, too much of facilities, too much of good things. They do not have even perhaps the basic needs all the human beings in modern day call the basic needs of human race. They do not have it. They lack it all. But what happens to them is that God has given them this treasure that is burning inside them. They have contentment. They have satisfaction with whatever God has given them. And this suffice for a person who believes that this world is a short journey. Still, I'm putting too much of a stress on the fact that this world is not the world of our dreams, is not going to be where we are going to fulfill all our dreams and get into whatever we have wished for ourselves. So half of our destiny is actually all of our destiny is going to happen in a world to come. I do not mean to say that this world does not mean anything, no. On the contrary, I'm just saying that it's good to be active, it's good to be energetic, it's good to go into your life with too much of driving force and motivation. But if you do not get something, if you do not get much of money, if you do not get much of fame, if you do not get much of respect, if you do not get whatever, and if you're not healthy as others are, this is not the end of the world. You could be just satisfied with your own share, with the share that God has planned for you. And then with satisfaction, you would get into bigger treasures. And those things, of course, exist in you. You do not have to go and search for them in the outside world because the outside world is not going to give you much of things as long as you do not own it from the inside.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Yeah, contentment, as I just was telling you, is a treasure and it starts from the inside. Those who have contentment are grateful people who thank God all the time. These are the ones who would think of Allah mostly in every single moment of their life. And what matters to them is the existence of a Lord, of a protector, of a supporter that is always with them and that has given them everything that they deserve, everything that that would suffice for them. Because, you know, sometimes they do not have much of apparent facilities or advantages, but when you just dig deep down, you see that you are very rich. You do not need anything from the outer world. So this happens to many scholars, and we have seen it in the lives of the great people, of saints, of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And of course, that is the most important part of the story. We could learn plenty much of things from them. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you to our listeners for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share he
news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
In this story, we tell you about what could be the bright side of climate change. And that's the discovery of dinosaur tracks dating back to 113 million years ago. The tracks were found in the U.S. state of Texas, where drought has dried up parts of Paluxy River. Experts say the tracks belong to a two-legged dinosaur with small arms and weighing 7 tons. They say dinosaurs made the prints as they roamed muddy areas over 100 million years ago. The prints were then covered over with sediment due to a flood. And after that, they turned into limestone, protecting the prints. The experts say the tracks have not been seen either before or in decades. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Thank you. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape, but the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
Ecuador's Galapagos National Park is testing different coral replanting methods in an effort to restore fragile underwater ecosystems around local islands.
These corals are important because they are recyclers in the ocean. They convert all the CO2 into oxygen. These corals are important because they are refuges, nurseries, and nursery areas for some fish species.
Coral reef die-offs affect the marine food supply chains and are considered a major climate tipping point. The experimental project is run by park rangers and volunteers in a bay on Santa Cruz Island. Since 2020, they have tested how corals reproduce when they are placed on surfaces like bricks, cement, or tied together and strung on metal frames. They're growing samples in a nursery before adding them to bay. The rangers are reporting improvements with the appearance of new fish near the replanted corals.
A free climber known as the French Spider-Man scales a 48-story skyscraper in Paris to fulfill a goal he set for himself once he reached the age of 60.
A few years back, I promised myself that the day I turn 60, I have to climb the total tower. Because 60 years old marks retirement age in France, and so I thought this would make a very good nod.
Alain Roberts says this building is not as hard as others he has climbed. The French Spider-Man has ascended over 100 of the world's tallest buildings, including the Sydney Tower, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, amongst many others. Roberts says he spent 2 decades climbing mountains before attempting urban climbs. Using his rock climbing experience, he sometimes carries a small bag of climbing chalk to help him grasp the small protrusions of building walls. Many of his climbs can last several hours. The 60-year-old daredevil says he wants to give people the message that age is a number and one can still be active and do sports.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Palestinian farmer has discovered an ancient Byzantine-era mosaic when preparing to plant an olive tree on his plot of land in the Gaza Strip. The farmer and his son have been carefully excavating the area for 3 months since spring. The pair dug out 3 patches, revealing glimpses of an ornate mosaic with intricate images of birds, flora, and tile patterns. Its full size is roughly 23 square meters. The discovery has set off excitement amongst archaeologists. Experts say it is one of the most well-preserved specimens, with precision in graphics and richness in colors. According to archaeologists, the mosaic pavement dates back to the 5th and 7th centuries. Last month, another Palestinian farmer found the rare stone sculpture while working on his land, which dates back to around 2500 BC. They're back as India has revealed or released several of them into the grasslands of Kuna National Park after a 70-year absence in the country. The 8 radio-coloured African cheetahs made the long journey from Namibia. The big cats were released during a ceremony by Prime Minister Narendra Modi that coincided with his birthday. After their acclimation in the national park, they will be released into a 5-hectare spread of land in central India, covered by grassland and forest. The felines will share the landscape with other animals and roam with leopards, sloths, and striped hyenas. Their reintroduction is the culmination of a 13-year effort to restore the species, which vanished from the country decades ago. Another 12 cheetahs are expected to join the fledgling Indian population next month from South Africa. With more funding, the country hopes to gradually increase the population of cheetahs to around 40. World Cleanup Day unites millions of volunteers, governments and organizations to tackle the global waste problem and build a sustainable world. People in several countries joined the efforts again for a waste-free world. Volunteers were seen in mangrove forests in the suburb of Bangkok. They collected more than 1.5 tons of rubbish in just a few hours. Trash picking events were also held in the Philippines and Vietnam. In Hanoi, hundreds, mostly students armed with metal tongs and sacks, walked along major roads. They said their aim is to raise awareness about protecting the environment. In Manila, people cleaned up the city's beaches that are major tourist attractions. The annual cleanup day has been running for over a decade, from divers collecting marine debris to children picking up trash on beaches have just one goal: make our planet a cleaner place.
Chinese astronauts are celebrating their first ever mid-autumn festival in outer space while sharing their otherworldly experience with people on Earth. The crew had a close-up view of the moon from China's Tiangong space station and their third month in space. On the occasion, the ground crew organized a series of celebrations, including a family reunion for the astronauts. The ground crew also prepared elaborate food packages that had been prepared before the launch of the spacecraft. Typically, the traditional festival is kicked off by the first viewing of the full moon on the 15th day of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. Despite being able to see the moon rise and set 16 times a day, the astronauts say the moon is special on this occasion. Forestry authorities in southwestern China have opened a new canteen for wild Asian elephants in a bid to stop them wandering into villages. The canteen in Yunnan province provides the animals with attractive and nutritious meals while exploring man-animal harmonious coexistence. During these years, the province has explored multiple ways to reduce the encounters between humans and elephants and try to keep the animals away from farmers' crops. There are now approximately 1,400 hectares of dining halls for elephants, with many expanding from 100 to 240, such as corn, rice, and sugarcane. They are planted on a large scale and within easy reach of the elephants. The location of such canteens is extremely selective, usually away from villages and major roads, and the chefs are locals. Most of the time, you have to visit an exhibition to see art. But what if art comes to see you instead? Well, a group of artists in Mali have created a floating art venue that will travel up and down the River Niger. It's called the Pirogue du Zem, which is a floating vessel. It's designed to host plays, exhibitions, dance shows, and so much more. The idea is to make art a movable feast that is no longer restricted to fixed venues in cities and accessible to old people. The project was created by a local artist and architect who had a vision to bring art to the masses. The vessel is 20 meters long and 6 meters wide, built with storage and enough space for exhibition. Government officials say the floating venue will showcase Mali's talents and creativity while attracting tourists.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to get into another interesting question and topic, and that is the quality life in the other worlds or in the hereafter. You know, so many people, when we talk about the life or the quality of life in the other world, they think it is the continuation of the life as we have as ordinary people in this world. But according to Islamic teachings and according to Islamic beliefs, how can we picture the life in the other world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very valid question, but maybe to some extent some complicated one, because still we did not experience death and the life in hereafter. But we can, according to some of the verses of Noble Quran, we can have some kind of understanding of the life in hereafter. Or you may call it Yawm al-Qiyamah, Resurrection Day. Or, for example, Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Regrets, and yes, some other names of the Day of Judgment. But very briefly speaking, you know that the idea of the Resurrection Day or the Yawm al-Qiyamah is very important in the verse of Noble Quran. The reason of that, because we have plenty of verses of Noble Quran emphasizing on the Day of Judgment, what would happen in that day, and the qualification attached to that. And you know how huge influence it can have if you have this kind of idea, I mean, if you believe in the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
I believe that it actually changed your perspective to this life either, yes, and you have maybe new life,
yes,
and new understanding of the, you know, life that you're living nowadays, because you know that this is an introduction for, yes, the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
What does it mean? It means that in the Day of Judgment, you will see the result of your action in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it is the you witness the result of what you have done in this life. But if you have practiced, you know, righteously, you would see the result of that. And if you have did some, you know,
wrong actions,
yes, and wrong deeds,
you see the consequences. Yes,
you see the consequences.
Yes,
and you see not only the consequences, you see the reality of what you have done in this, mm-hmm, life.
Yes,
which we call it in Islamic terminology, tajsim al-amal.
Yes.
Which means you see the reality
of... The true manifestation of what you did, yes.
What you did. In this life, maybe, for example, when I backbite, I lie, I do some kind of evil action, mm-hmm. I do not see the result of that. Mm-hmm. Rather, I see some impact of that, maybe to some extent.
Yes.
But in the hereafter, or the resurrection day, you see the reality, a manifestation of that.
Right.
It is very important in Islamic teachings that, for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we say that if you eat the property of orphan, actually you have eaten fire.
Yes.
It is not metaphor. It is a reality of eating the, let's say, the property of orphan.
Yes.
Actually, you're eating fire.
Yes.
And in the Day of Judgment, you witness that. In the verse of Noble Quran, we have, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If you do a bit, a minimum amount of... Yes. Righteous action, you witness that, and if you commit minimum amount of evil action, you witness the manifestation of that.
That's right.
And I think it is maybe to some extent the we can have some kind of perspective toward the Day of Judgment.
That's all right. So now the main question is that, is there any physical understanding on the other world too? For example, on the Day of Judgment and after that? Because so many people see, okay, now the body is dead in this world and the spirit is transferred to the other world. And for example, are this body and the spirit are going to, we can say, reach each other again? And there is a physical continuation to the life in the other world or Qiyamah.
Exactly. According to the majority of our scholar, we have the physical appearance mm-hmm. in the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
I want to say that after the death, mm-hmm. you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather different, you know, parts of the human being.
Okay.
And he made another human being, actually the same human
yes,
being
yes.
he was or she was living in the day,
okay.
in this material life. I want to say that in the Day of Judgment, we will have the physical appearance.
Okay.
I mean, the spirit of human being and the physical aspect of okay. that. And you will witness the result of what you have done and the consequences that what you have done okay. in this world by your physical body
right.
and with your soul, actually.
So according to Islamic beliefs, what you do with your physique, with your body, has direct effects on your spirituality and your spirit, okay?
Exactly.
So if you are, for example, an evildoer, you are just saving some, we can say, dark, or you are adding some dark, misshaped, we could say, dimensions or aspects to your spirit. So in the other world, when the body and the spirit reach each other, is this body that is shaped according to what you did in this world? For example, you might have a body according to your bad deeds and according to your good deeds in the other world or not?
You know that... Actually, we do not have, actually, maybe I did not have the very detailed mm-hmm. idea about how this physical body would mm-hmm. be in the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
Maybe the what you have done in this life would affect your body,
okay.
as you mentioned.
Yes.
You have maybe some changes in your physical body,
yes.
you know, in the Day of Judgment, according to what you have done in the this material life.
It's just called ma'ad-e jismani, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Or a physical resurrection.
But we have the general understanding of that in the Day of Judgment. As
yes.
you mentioned the
yes, yes.
you know, terminology of that, we have the resurrection by your physical body mm-hmm. and, of course, with your soul, which is
yes.
a reality of human being.
That's right.
And I need to emphasize on the reality of human being
mm-hmm.
Or the entity of human being, which is the soul of the human being.
That's all right.
Unfortunately, in this life that we are living, many of us, if not all of us, we only focus on the physical aspect of human being, and we want to analyze everything with this material life. Okay? We are only looking for the pleasure of this body, and we want to be away from the, you know, dangerous things and some maybe some difficulties and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And we do not think about the reality of human being and the entity of human being, which is a, you know, you may call it the spirit of human being, yes, or ruh,
yes,
or qalb. You know, yes, we have different terms, yes, yes, in the Noble of, in the verse of Noble Quran. And this is a reality of human being. And whatever pain and whatever pleasure that you feel it is actually because of your soul.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all
right.
Okay.
Via this body,
that's right,
you have, and your soul feels this pleasure or this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe sometimes, at least sometimes, when you feel some pain or pleasure via this body, it actually goes fast to your soul,
mm-hmm,
and the reality of human being.
That's
and this
all right
is very important.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to what do we have according to the text of the Holy Quran and some of the Ahadith? Is there any direct reference to the Yawm al-Qiyamah or the Day of Judgment or the other world in the Holy Quran in the Ahadith?
As I mentioned, many verses.
Okay.
We have multitude verses of Noble Quran.
How is it pictured, I mean?
As I said, you know, for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى
يَدَيْهِ.
Some of the transgressors, they beaten their hands. Actually, they're feeling regrets, mm-hmm, from what they have done in this material life.
Okay.
They say that they repent from, or they regret from having some friends.
That's right.
Okay. Some evil friends.
Yes.
And many, and actually, the, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Hasra,
yes,
the Day of Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see the reality of life,
mm-hmm,
okay,
yes,
وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ,
mm-hmm,
which means the reality of life, what is alive, is a Day of Judgment. When you witness that, you feel regrets for what you have done in this material life, and you wish that I have another opportunity for obtaining many other good deeds and having charity for poor people and doing many volunteer works.
Yes.
But unfortunately, no way.
That's right.
No way. And because of that, many people, if not all of them,
mm-hmm,
you know, they feel regrets for what they have done.
That's right.
And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving them another opportunity.
That's right.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that because
that's
there's
right
no way for returning to this material life. So we have to be very careful of that,
mm-hmm,
day, and to some extent prepare ourselves for the Day of Judgment.
Some might say that there is no other world, and all the things that you do in this world, their akhirah is mixed with them in this world. I mean, the qiyamah and the akhirah of your actions are, we can say, co-mixed with your life in this physical world. Do you agree?
You know, actually not. Because in the explicit verse of Noble Quran, and actually beside that, we have many rational arguments for the existence of the Day of Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to go to the detail of
okay
that. Because maybe I can say approximately maybe one third of the verse of Noble Quran, to some extent, you
yes
know, referring and talking about the Day of Judgment.
That's all right.
Very great day for the human being. But the point that you mentioned, that maybe some people, they witness the consequences of their action in
yes
this material life. I do not want
also
to
also the rewards. You
the
know
rewards,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I do not want to deny that. Maybe, and of course, there is no contradiction between having the Day of Judgment
mm-hmm
and you're witnessing at least some part of your action,
yes.
I mean, the consequences of your action in this material life.
But, you know, Shaykh, when you get to the some of the interpretations of the Urafa or the true mystics of Islam, they say that the consequences of your bad deeds in this world are as they are metaphorically pictured in the Holy Quran. For example, if there is a fire, there is really a fire. Or there is, for example, I don't know, now we can say a punishment. It is really a punishment. It is our eyes which are unable to see the consequences in this world with your actions. For example, if you are stealing or you are backbiting or you are taking the rights of an orphan, there is a negative side, a negative punishment to that, but you, as an ordinary human being, are not able. If a person is spiritually grown up and perfected like an RF, it is possible for him to see with the direct eyes the consequences. This is what took place, for example, at the time of the infallible Imams too. For example, they say that when people were in the Hajj pilgrimage and somebody said that, we can say, look at so many pilgrims over here, and all of a sudden the imam answers that, no, it is only the noise and there are not so many pilgrims. I mean, the reality of the physical world was shown to the eyes of the infallible imam, okay?
Exactly.
So I think that sometimes we could see that the other world of this world is with it, but after this it will be completed through your spirit and spirituality too, isn't it?
You know that to some extent, maybe we can agree to these ideas. You know that, you know, whatever we do, even the minute action in this material life, it has some reality behind that, as you mentioned. For example, if you commit adultery or eats the, you know, usury or interest, which is riba, and many other sins that unfortunately some people, they commit that, it has some reality behind that. But most of the people, if not all, they do not witness the reality of that. But in the day of judgment, they witness the reality of whatever they have done in this life.
That's all right.
Okay, so for it is granted. We have day of judgment for sure. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all people from the beginning till the end. It is actually the day of judgment. People, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge all people according to what they have done.
That's right.
And there is no oppression. It is absolute justice or mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, the as I said in the beginning, day of judgment is the consequence of what you have done in this material life. So this material life is some kind of introduction to that life.
That's right.
And whatever you prepare for yourself, you witness the consequence and the reality of that in the day of judgment.
That's all right. And this is the absolute promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for those people who have done so many crimes in this world and they did not answer their crimes, or they did not, for example, we can say, were responsible for their crimes. For sure, there is an other world, and in that world, they must answer heavily and I think hardly, isn't it?
It is a rational argument, one of the rational arguments for the day of judgment.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the quality of life in the other world. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. This was Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran laban. Inna fil jannati nahran laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa
Imam Hussein's decree is that every day is an Ashura and each territory's Karbala implies that his movement must be kept alive and active everywhere and at all times. This statement is our manual of action, just as Imam al-Hussein stood up and said no to the great empire. His decree must be repeated daily, and these morning sessions mean the perpetuation of the negation. Let our children and youth not consider this as a mourning matter. It is not that ours is the weeping nation. They, the enemies of Islam, fear these mourning sessions, for it is a cry in support of the oppressed. It is an outcry in opposition to tyrant.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Imam Khomeini held a very high position and status for women. You have to keep in mind that at the time that when Imam Khomeini came as a political and religious leader, women did not have a high position in the society. Many of them were locked inside their houses because of the belief of some backworded people that, you know, the women should totally be secluded to the home. They should have zero social presence in the society, and that, you know, they believe that the only place that you can possibly imagine is the home for a woman. Of course, being in the home and, you know, not being in the encounter of the non-mahrams is very good, but sometimes the needs of the society entail the participation, the active participation of the woman. For example, we need women teachers, we need women nurses, women doctors. You know, in certain places in the society, there are gaps which only have to be filled by women and not men. So we need to have educated women who attend universities, who graduate studies, who can help develop their society. But of course, this should not undermine the importance of the family and the fact that if there is the need for women to come to the society, the preservation of their hijab, their modesty, and the chastity of the society has to be of utmost importance.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. صلي على طه النبي
Khomeini Rahmatullah alayhi says, men ascend to high heavens from the lap of the women. Elsewhere, he says, the woman is the only being that can deliver individuals to the society by whose blessings the society, nay, the entire societies, are drawn to endurance and lofty human values. The time of our program has come to an end. Thank you very much for being with us. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
writing. Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 2nd, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our great listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our great listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us. So, here, I truly appreciate those of our great listeners around the world who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Mahfuzur Rahman from Bangladesh, Thomas Kotas from Poland, and David Mabi from Finland. David, Mahfuzur Rahman, and Thomas, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio and the program Listeners Special. And of course, we've received many emails from around the world, which I mention some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read these great emails. From Bangladesh, we've received an email from Muhammad Abdullah. From Spain, we've received an email from Ewald Glatsing, if I'm right in pronouncing your name, Ewald. And Heike Pranen from Finland has sent us an email. Najmuddin, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us an email. And the last but not the least is an email from Japan, from Toshiya Nishimura. Thank you very much for being with us. I will be back with you.
Listeners
Welcome back. This is Listeners Special. And Muhammad Abdullah from Bangladesh has sent us an email. Let's see what Muhammad says. Take my cordial love and thanks. I am a Bangladeshi radio listener monitor. For the past 38 years, I have listened international radio broadcast of different radio stations of the world. I'm very interested to monitor your station. Please send your recent or current frequency schedule with necessary reception report. And if possible, please send some other information about your station. Thank you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and of course, IRIB English Radio to you, Muhammad Abdullah from Bangladesh, and please accept our warm gratitudes to you for sending us this email. So, you've been a listeners or monitor for international radio stations for 38 years, and that's a long time. This time it's our turn, IRIB English Radio. So we hope that this mutual relationship continues between IRIB English Radio and you. So for the time being, Muhammad Abdullah from Bangladesh, please accept our electronic QSL card as a verification to your email. And for in order to know the information about our radio station, you can refer to our website. There you can find the frequency schedule, and the address is www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you very much for sending us this email, Muhammad Abdullah from Bangladesh. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And from Spain, we've received an email from Ewald Glatsching. Sorry if I mispronounced your name because I don't know Spanish, but Ewald says, "Dear sir or madam, I would like to start this message by sending you greetings from Spain. As introduction, let me say that I am an Austrian citizen and that, after working in the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, I have chosen to spend my retirement in the south of Spain, where I have been living now for some 3 years. The reason for me writing to you is that I was able to listen to your IRIB here in southern Spain, and I thought that that might be interesting news to you. I am enclosing an audio and hope you have a moment to listen it. Once again, let me express my pleasure because of having been able to receive the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting here in Spain. And I kindly would ask you to let me know if my report is correct and send me a verification reception, that is QSL confirmation. Thank you very much for your attention and looking forward to your reply. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and IRIB English Radio Station. Please accept our appreciations to you for sending us such detailed email to us, Ewald from Spain. Although you are an Austrian citizen, thank you for that. And you have a really nice job working in the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, and that's great. Thank you for sending us this email, Ewald. We are glad that the signals of IRIB English Radio are received in your region, southern Spain. It's also a pleasure to have you with us. So let us, this mutual bond and relationship between IRIB English Radio and you continue. So let us know your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. Well, thank you again. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card or EQSL card as a verification. Welcome back. From India, we've received an email from Najmuddin, one of our old and regular listeners. Najmuddin says, "Dear staff, Assalamu alaikum. Once again, I am glad to send you yet another reception report of your station. I heard a piece of Islamic music with my favorite program, Listeners Special, in which I heard listeners' letters, emails, and messages, and of course, enjoyed it very much. Kindly send me the list of new programs and frequency schedule with some used postage stamps. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Najmuddin from India, and please accept our warm gratitudes and appreciations to you for sending us this email. It's a pleasure to have you with us as a regular listener of Listeners Special and, of course, IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best, Najmuddin from India. For your information, as you know, in the time of pandemic, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio to our listeners is temporarily halted because of the pandemic. So, in order to find the frequency schedule, you can refer to our website, as you know, with the address of www.parstoday.com/en. Yes, you can. There you can find our frequency schedule and other information. Najmuddin from India, thank you again for sending us this email. Write to us soon. We wish you all the best. And from Finland, we've received an email from Heikki Pronanen. Heikki Pronanen from Finland says, I had the pleasure of listening to you broadcast radio on medium wave. The reception was not so good. Not very good signal strength and a moderate interference from unidentified station. I enclose with this reception report a link including MP3 file recorded during the listening. I am 53 years old and working as a testing engineer of electric equipment here in Finland. During autumn 2020, I have started DXing after 10 years. If you're interested, you can verify this reception report to reply this email. First of all, salam to you, Heikki Pronanen from Finland, and thank you very much for sending us this email. Yes, we've received your MP3 file and we listened to it. Thank you for that. And as for the trouble you had regarding the signal strength and the interference, as you said, the reception was not so good and the signal strength was not very good. We are so sorry for that. And our colleagues, the engineers and the technicians would fix that problem. If the problem is on our behalf, we will fix it very soon. Don't worry about it. But for the time being, please accept our EQSL card as confirmation. Heikki Pronanen from Finland, thank you very much for sending us this email. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. We wish you all the best. And after a short break, I will be back with you. Yes, you just received a piece of Iranian traditional music, and I like it very much. Toshio Nishimura from Japan has sent us an email. Toshio Nishimura from Japan says, Dear staff, it is with great pleasure that I report reception of your broadcasting. I would like to hear more broadcasts about different aspects of your country of Iran. Thank you for your consideration. If the details in my report are found to be correct, I would appreciate very much to receive your verification card or your letter. Such a document would also serve as a nice remembrance of contact with your station. I believe that this report will be useful to your technical department. Thank you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Toshio Nishimura from Japan, and please accept our warm appreciations to you for sending us such detailed email. Thank you for letting us know your favorite programs. As you said, you like different aspects of Iran, broadcasting more programs about the different aspects of our country, Iran. Thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio and, of course, to this program, Listeners Special, Toshio Nishimura from Japan. Thank you for this email. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a verification. We wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon.